Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Let's see. Well, it's 7:30. It's dark out, and it was like very warm today. Yeah, here in New York City, but cloudy and some rain, like spritzels of rain. Nothing really downpouring here, and it looks like we're even gonna get some more weather like this. And like, I think it's supposed to be like it hit like 70 today. I don't know. I'm afraid of what's going to happen with the winter, that it'll like suddenly get extremely cold. But thank goodness I have some alpaca clothing. So what do we do today? Wendy Simmons is a big traveler, and what she doesn't take, drag around 5 suitcases when she goes on the plane. No matter where she goes or for how long. Wow. How does she get away with packing just one carry-on bag? Well, perhaps we can use a few tips so we can avoid some extra airline fees. I think she's been published. Now she's going to be sharing her secrets. But let's see. First, a word from our sponsor, Ronnie Brook Farms.
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from nonfat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Yeah, I can use a glass of milk after I just came from a chocolate store just a little while ago. But let's get away from the food and let's talk about some traveling. We have Wendy here. Wendy, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. I guess you heard the commercial, huh?
I did.
Okay. So, tell us about this thing. I know, like, I try my best to pack one bag. But so tell us all about, like, how you do it. And let's start with how did you come to figure out how to pack?
Well, I'll tell you, in the old days, you know, I used to pack a large bag, I think like most people do. And, you know, it was a combination of realizing that I would come back from a trip and just at least 50% of what was in my suitcase I wouldn't have worn. And the frustration of having a large bag, the combination of having a large bag and having dragged it around with me, you know, going through the trouble of dragging it from place to place, not to mention up the stairs where I live, and opening the bag when I get home and having not worn most of it, it just seems so silly. And you can only do that so many times before you realize, if I don't wear half of it, why bring it? And, you know, I think, as I've, you know, written about many times, there's sort of this panic mode or this fear people have of leaving things behind. And once you really understand this notion that it's temporary, you're going on vacation, you're not moving, and all of your things will be there when you get back. And if you are able to relax and remind yourself of these things, you can actually become a light packer. It's not that hard once you master that notion of temporary, not permanent.
Right. And, or as I say to friends of mine, I go, just remember, we're in the United States. You can still get toothpaste.
You know, you can get that most places in the world. There's very few places,
you know,
you go.
You don't have to, you know, you're in the United States, you can get
right.
whatever you want, you know, it's going to be the same money and whatever. There's always a pharmacy and things like that, you know, kind of thing. But
it's very true.
But in terms of clothing, so how did you come to figure out, like, what to pack?
Well, you know, it's very specific to trips. And you have to be smart about it. And generally speaking, if, you know, there's the type of trip you're going on is going to demand the type of clothing you want to bring. And that's another mistake that people make. If you're going, for example, to the beach on a beach holiday, you're not going to need fancy dresses. You're not going to need high heels. Or, you know, if you're convinced you're going to have one nice night out, bring one nice outfit. You don't need two. You know, people sort of have, again, this mindset of what if, you know, what if I go out two nights, or what if I meet somebody and I need this fancy thing? And the what ifs don't usually happen. And if they do, you know, for example, the what if I meet somebody and I want to go out twice, or, you know, we have two fancy night outs, wear the same thing. What's the difference? You're on vacation. It's not the end of the world. And, you know, normally when you have nice nights out, when you're on holiday, you can wear the same thing. You're not seeing the same people except for your family or your spouse or your girlfriend or, you know, or whomever it is that you're with. And they don't care that you have the same thing on anyways. You know, you're the only one who knows, and it really doesn't make a difference. I tell one story in an article I wrote for the Huffington Post, but, you know, when I went to Tunisia and the weather was far colder than I had anticipated or that the weather had said, and I'd only brought one sweater with me. And I wore it every single day. But, you know, I don't think the Tunisians cared. I saw different people every day. And I don't wash my sweaters, you know, or dry clean them every time I wear them when I'm at home. So really, who cares? It was a week of my life. You know, I probably wouldn't wear the same sweater to work every day, certainly. But in Tunisia, what difference did it make? So,
right.
You know, unless I'm going to Fashion Week in Paris, where my job is actually to look good every single day, if I don't look my best, you know, if I'm not decked out for the 1 week or 2 weeks of my life, I'll survive.
Well, do you think that it's worse for women than for men in terms of clothing?
Oh, sure. I mean, men have it so easy. You know, it's
one pair of pants.
Right. I mean, they have one
pair of shirts and that's it.
At home, it's, you know, and all their clothes look the same half the time anyways.
Yeah.
But, you know, but women can have it that easy when they travel, and I think that's the point. That,
right.
You know, you can think like a man when you're traveling to make it that easy on yourself. You don't have to wear a different outfit every day and every night each day of your trip. That's exactly the point. You know, you can think the way a man would. And that will, right there, cut your clothing in half.
Right.
You know, when you're, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the thing that I have this flashback to is in school when they had dress regulations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no one said anything if the boys wore the same pair of pants all week long.
Right.
They could wear that one pair of pants all week long. Because it was a thing. They wore it to school. They came home. Their mother said, take off that pair of pants and change it to something else. And they got back into the same pants the next day.
That's
but God forbid,
true.
Like as a girl, they've got, didn't you wear that yesterday? Or did you wear that 3 days ago?
Exactly. There's much more pressure on women to look good. And, you know, I know that people go on holiday and it's their special trip and they want to look good. And I'm not dismissing that. It's valid.
Right.
But you don't have to pack a ton of clothes to look good. You know, you can mix and match things. You can wear the same jewelry. No one's going to know the difference. You need to just give yourself a break, I guess, is the bottom line. And the other thing is, I think, that people also, you know, they have this notion that they're going to change their clothes more than they do. You know, oftentimes when you're on holiday, you're sort of on the go a lot more than normal. Your days blend into nights more than you think they're going to. You know, if you have clothes on during the day and you're, you know, sightseeing all day long, you tend to just go straight to dinner and then come home and collapse. Or if you're on the beach all day, you're not wearing clothes. You know, you don't need clothes for the day on a beach holiday. You really only need a cover-up and then clothing for night. You know, people aren't necessarily realistic about what the course of their day is going to look like when they're on holiday.
Right. So let me ask you something in terms of, like, how many days can you go to pack and you only have one bag?
Every single trip I take. You know, I can be gone 3 weeks. But, you know, you can also wash your things when you're away. So
yeah.
If I'm gone 3 weeks, I wash clothes.
They have soap in that country.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is not a concept that is unheard of in other places. So, you know, you can actually, the longer you go, it's actually easier to bring less, to tell you the truth. So, I think people really just forget that that's also an option.
When you said you pack one bag, was it like one carry-on bag? Have you done that?
Oh, absolutely. I never check luggage. I only bring a carry-on. So I'll bring one carry-on with clothing and then, you know, a second personal bag that has, like, camera and medication and if I bring a computer, that kind of thing. So,
right.
You know, so one single bag is a little bit tougher, although I've done that too. But, you know, it's not worth the time and the effort to check luggage to me. You know, but more than just the logistics of the airplane these days and the baggage fees and having to wait in line and to check in and, you know, nothing I hate more than landing and having to wait for bags or the stress of having your bags lost. I mean, all those things are terrible and annoying. But it really is about the freedom of movement once you're wherever you are. And, you know, there's the mental luggage as well. It's so lovely to be away and not have a ton of stuff. You know, it's a real vacation from your normal life, too, to just live differently for a little while. You know, when you're checking into a hotel and you're waiting for the bellman and you're schlepping giant bags up to your room, or if you're on a trip where you're going to multiple cities and, you know, you're on the train in Europe and you're the American with your enormous bag, everything is just that much more difficult when you're traveling if you're lugging a piece of luggage. Whereas if you have something small, you know, the freedom of movement is like nothing you can imagine. It's just so much easier. And once you've done it, you just won't want to go back.
Right.
You know, you can run for your train, you can run for the plane, you have the ability, your freedom is just 20-fold increased.
Well,
so,
the thing is with a train, it's not, you don't have to go through security
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with a train.
No, you don't. But when you're dealing with the train, you're not necessarily able to sit with your luggage either. You know, I don't
right.
want to worry about my stuff, you know?
Right.
So it's nice to sit and not have to worry that your things are down with the bellman and you're up in your room waiting. It's just across the board. It's unnecessary. I mean, anybody who's come home from a trip with clothes they haven't worn or shoes they haven't worn should not bring as much stuff the next time. It's that simple. You should run out of clothes.
Yeah. No, that's quite true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned to do things like that myself, you know, and especially I don't wear skirts and dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it, and it's a lot easier, you know, like
right.
that, you know. And but one of the funny thoughts I had is because when you're on a plane, they don't charge you extra, like if you have a coat, right?
Right. Right.
And I thought to myself, you need to have a coat that has extra pockets, and like in one pocket you have your underwear. You start packing your pockets with some of the clothing.
There's actually
and they can't say anything about it.
There's a new coat I saw. I don't remember the name, but it's sort of it's what you're describing with a ton of different interior pockets so that you can put all of your gadgets in it when you travel. I mean, like your computer and your phone and your chargers. It was crazy. It comes in a hoodie in all kinds of styles.
Well, it's a great idea.
you can't
and
do it on. It's my coat.
when
you go through security, you could just take your coat off and everything.
Right.
You would go through the... It was as intriguing as it was odd, to tell you the truth. So,
yeah, because I thought of that. I haven't traveled, done any airline traveling lately, but that's the thoughts I had. You know, like,
yeah.
How can you beat the system? You know.
Yeah, and you know they're very strict these days. They weigh your luggage, and you know they're not messing around.
Yeah,
so
but they're not
going to
weigh your coat.
I had a friend once I was traveling with, and we were going through security, or we were checking our luggage, and I think it was in Germany, I don't remember, and he had two bags, and it was one of the discount airlines where you could only have one, so he took all of the clothing out of the smaller bag and put it on so he could get through security. It was quite a visual. So, I mean, and that's not something you want to be stressing out about when you're trying to get on a plane.
But that would be really great. I could just picture that, like, as, you know, a Saturday Night Live thing.
It was not far from it.
On a plane and they go, and then and each one comes up with some other thing as to how they get away with it.
It's so true. So, I mean, I've had every experience you can imagine with packing. I've forgotten to bring pants, you know, and you survive. I bought a sundress, and that was, you know, that was that. So you really will survive. It's a week or 2 weeks out of your life. You know, there's this fear, or I don't know what it is. People, they've never worn a dress before. It's sat in their closet for 2 years, and suddenly they think this is the moment in time that the dress should be worn. You know, leave it at home. So...
Right.
People really there's just this panic that people seem to have when it comes to opening a suitcase and deciding what goes in it.
Well, also what I had learned, like I have a backpack that's not huge, but it expands,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I realized how much I could really put into that backpack.
Right.
You know, and like, if I'm going someplace that it's only like two nights kind of thing, it's all I need because, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing. And because you get to be surprised. But they also, people need to learn how to pack so it's compact.
Absolutely.
You know, to get all
mm-hmm.
the air out of your clothing, so to speak.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, everyone knows that what fits in your suitcase on the way someplace doesn't necessarily fit on the way back. Your clothing expands as you wear it. You want to have room to buy things, and, you know, it's hard on your back when you're carrying all this heavy load, and you don't want to come back exhausted from carrying so much. I think the last time I really truly carried a large suitcase, I remember pulling up to my building. I live, you know, on the fifth floor. It's a walk up. And I truly asked the cab driver. I had him park the car, and I paid him to carry my suitcase up the stairs. And that's just very silly. So,
yeah,
you should be able to carry your own bag. I think that about sums it up. You should be able to carry your own bag.
Yes, yeah, that's so, true.
Yeah.
One of the things I like had been one. My concern was going on a cruise and you're there mm-hmm. for like 10 days.
Yeah.
And it's not like you could do your laundry. You know?
Sure.
So how do you pack and what do you do when you're dealing with that, which is probably one of the worst, because then they start demanding like, oh, this is, you know, get dressed up night. The dinner is fancier or this or that kind of day. I mean, they, you know, they post it kind of thing, tell you what kind of clothing to wear.
I would bring a couple, you know, two or three black dresses and accessorize. I really would.
Right, yeah.
You know,
and
again, you're with strangers, so who cares?
Yeah, right.
You know, and you're on a cruise ship. You're not in a fashion show. So, you know, if you bring three black dresses for 10 nights, or four, let's say you bring four, I don't even think you need that many. Bring three and a couple of different jackets or scarves that you wrap around yourself and
right.
some jewelry. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to notice, first of all. And if they do, do you really, if they're the kind of person who notices and says something, care about what that person is saying? I mean, are you going to let that ruin your holiday? And if you're the kind
right.
of person that lets that ruin your holiday, then you both need to have your head examined. It
yeah.
should not matter. It's just clothing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, do you really need that photo that they took of you in the same dress and that 3 days later?
You do not. I mean, truly, unless the point of the trip absolutely demands that you look put together to the nines. And, you know, I would say you work in fashion and you're going to fashion week. Something like
right.
that. Otherwise, it is crazy. It just is. Unless, you know, there are people who don't care. And for them, these kinds of tips, you know, are irrelevant. But if you're going on a cruise and you don't want to have I've been on a cruise where you have to corral your luggage if you can't carry it on. You don't see your luggage possibly for 5 hours. Because they're dealing with 3,000 passengers.
Right.
How much nicer is it to have a small carry-on that you just carry to your room right away?
Yes.
So,
and they look at you and go, that's all you have?
Exactly.
That's all I need.
And for the most part, you could put the majority of your packing would be those few nice outfits you need. The rest of it, you have shorts, T-shirts, and a couple bathing suits.
Right. But also they had told, what I had learned is about, in terms of packing, if you roll up the clothing, it also winds up being less wrinkled.
You know, it really depends. There's a million theories on packing. You know, it tends to be if you take the silkier clothes and you lay them flat inside of heavier clothes and you roll them that way, that can help. Rolling, I find, you know, everything wrinkles pretty much same.
Right.
You know, I don't worry too much about it. Rolling, in some cases, gives you more space in a suitcase. In other cases, laying everything flat works better. It really depends on the type of garments and the type of bag you're packing. Some people swear by rolling. You know, I'll roll the clothes sometimes, and then when I lay them flat to come home, I have double the space in the suitcase. So, you know, if it's something that you're really concerned about space, if you start early enough, you can try packing the suitcase both ways and see which way you have more space.
Right. Oh,
so,
and you can always tell people when they... You know, you can always get away with to tell people, like you're looking at somebody and say, oh... Your dress isn't wrinkled. Wrinkled is in right now.
Right, exactly. You know, we're hanging.
Did you know
that
wrinkled
works.
Is in? That's
exactly.
the end thing.
And I'll tell you what, if someone that I didn't know looked at me and said, your dress is wrinkled, I mean, please. I can't imagine a scenario when that happens. And I have a comeback that's probably not appropriate for your show, should it? So, you know, again, it's the kind of thing that you can't let those kind of worries ruin your vacation or cause you to overpack if you don't want to.
Right. So.
There's bigger problems to solve, things to worry about than whether your dress is wrinkled.
It's the look. So. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
You're really out of it. You really
yeah,
need
exactly.
to check. Wrinkled is the in
September
look right now. I'm
precisely.
Sorry. I feel bad for you. You should go back to your room and wrinkle
exactly.
your clothing. So
wrinkle it. You can offer to help them. Exactly.
Yeah. What I wind up doing sometimes, I go, okay, I really don't care. You know what? I get into my room. They always seem to have irons around. I go, no problem.
Yep.
I can always
That's
iron
true.
The bare pants or whatever. That's not an issue. You know, like,
That's exactly
so
right.
why bother worrying about
yep.
if it's wrinkled?
I couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right. Absolutely
yeah.
right. So, yeah. Do you still overpack?
No, not at all. What I wind up doing is I do a lot of road trips, and I, you know, so it's like it really doesn't matter. But I still don't overpack. But I notice, like, now when I get home and I'm going, oh, I still didn't wear that or didn't wear that.
Right.
Kind of thing.
But yep.
I also look at, well, I don't know what the weather is going to be, so I need to bring at least one long sleeve shirt, or I need to bring
Absolutely.
At least, you know, that kind of a thing. That's how I, you know, kind of look at the things as to how many days am I going away, and that what do I have to be concerned about, or if I'm bringing a short sleeve kind of a thing. Heck, I'm bringing a windbreaker anyway, or kind of thing, you know, like,
right.
you know, I'm not going to get,
smart.
I'm not going to get cold in the indoor part of the situation.
Sure.
So it's a matter of like what jacket, that I'm going to be wearing anyway. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really matter. Yeah. I started learning a lot about that after a while, you know, but I wanted to hear, you know, like other people, you know, what their ideas are. Because that's one of the things, if you're away for a couple of days, like what I do is like, okay, let me wash out a couple of pairs of underwear so I'll
mm-hmm.
have them like some few days later.
Yep.
You know, things
yeah.
like that. Oh, okay, you know, we're washing the socks or whatever. You know, you could, you know, that's what I do. And just, that's one of the things you had to look at, to rinse it out. That's so all in.
Absolutely. If you bring layers and, you know, you plan well. I think also when people pack at the last minute and they're just throwing things in, that's also worth
things
go awry. You know, they're not thinking, they're just... And there's also, I think, a tendency for people to just keep putting things in until the bag is full.
Yes, I see people do that.
Yep. if there's still room, they keep putting things in. So.
I have to be concerned because one day I was packing one day, and, like, I was just about finished packing, and I said, okay, I'm fine. Yeah, there's still, you know, room in there. And I was about to close the bag, and I noticed my cat was in there. And I said, it's a good thing I didn't close the bag. I would have taken my cat along with me.
Now, that's really overpacking. That's a serious problem.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah,
you don't want to do that.
It's true. People have a tendency to think that, I'm taking this bag, and it could hold that much more. So why don't
right.
I fill it up?
I might as well fill it up, exactly. If I'm
yeah.
checking this bag, it's, you know, the size of my coffee table, I might as well throw everything I have in my closet in it. And then, you know, in all seriousness, The problem with that, aside from the obvious, is then you get where you're going and you stand there every morning trying to decide what to wear the same way you do at home. And that's no
yes.
fun. You know, you're on vacation. Who wants to do that? That's just silly. So,
at some point, I think because I was going on a cruise, and I said, you know, I'm just, all right. And I bought, I don't know what you want to call it, the really big thing that did with wheels and the whole bit. I guess
sure.
Yeah. And I, you know, and it's just sitting now in the closet because I don't know if I'll ever use it unless
right.
I'm going to move.
Mm-hmm,
and then I guess
exactly.
it'll come in handy. But other than that, I don't know that I'll ever use it to go anyplace anymore. It's like, you know, like that, unless I'm going maybe someplace for at least a month.
And right.
got it,
well,
you know.
Even for a month, you can calculate.
Yeah, but,
I promise
yeah.
you. I promise.
Yeah, it's, yep. it's amazing how you could keep going down on what you could take. But you have
yeah.
to, like, again, it's like, you know, try to cheat the system. What
yep.
will they allow, and how could you get away with whatever, you know?
Yeah, yep. You have to be brave. Packing light,
yeah.
you have to be brave.
Are you wearing a pair of underwear on the outside of your pants? It's
maybe
the
not
new fashion. I like to wear one inside and one outside, too.
Oh, my.
Two outside. It's my thing. It's my
oh boy.
Fashion.
Well, then you'd need extra underwear because you'd be wearing too many at one time. So.
Right. No, that's why you wear a couple of them on the outside of your pants.
I see.
So that, you know,
gotcha.
Let's see what else I can get away with. You know, oh, put the socks in your pockets.
Right. Oh boy!
One of these days, I'm gonna when I pack, I'm gonna do that just and get photos and write about and write about doing that. You know.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, what was the longest time that you've like is it 3 weeks? Is like the longest where you've gone really short on packing?
Yeah, just about a little. Yeah, about 3 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. Yep.
When you're going on a cruise, and you know, the longer you go, it's you know the more the concern, because you
mm-hmm.
keep thinking to yourself, well, not only do I have to keep changing clothing. I can't, you know, I'm not going to go into a laundry and get the laundry done.
No, but you can have the hotel do it. I mean, and especially if you're
yeah.
in international, you know, it's very inexpensive. And if, you know, if you're traveling domestically where the, you know, where it may cost a little bit more, you just plan that into your trip.
Right.
You know, it's unreasonable to think you're going to bring enough clothes for a month in a suitcase. It's not reasonable. Unless you're, you know, staying in a house, like you're literally moving more or less, you know, to a different place for a temporary stay. But that's different than taking a holiday. So.
Well, let me ask you another question because people have also,
sure.
I've seen this, that people pack and they send their luggage or something right to the hotel they're going to be at. They send it like UPS or something like that. And find it to be cheaper than if you checked it in on the airlines. And not only that,
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to drag it off the plane or anything. You're there, you get to the hotel, and it's there.
Yep. I mean, people do all kinds of things to, again, avoid dragging around a big, heavy bag. And that's for people who, you know, are not trying to pack light. For whatever reason, and
right.
that's not necessarily someone who's looking for tips on how to pack light. That's for someone looking
right.
for tips on how to get a heavy bag from one place to the other,
yeah.
or who just don't want to deal with luggage. But you know, and that's a great way to do it. You know, and kudos to that person. And, you know, and but I think that doesn't necessarily address some of the parts
the pack and light
that we've talked about, which are
yes.
It's a pain to pack. It's a pain to come home and do the laundry. You don't necessarily need all those clothes. You know, you're still bringing a lot of clothes you're not necessarily going to wear. And if that doesn't bother you, then this conversation is irrelevant to you. You know, what we're addressing is, you know, that light packer mindset, you know, and the freedom that comes mentally and physically from being unburdened from traveling with a lot of stuff. And
right.
For some, that is not of any benefit. And to others, it's the greatest thing you'll ever do for yourself.
Yeah.
So
I just sort of like the title, Pack Like a Woman, Think Like a Man.
Yeah. Or Pack Like a Man, Think Like a Woman. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, is anything else you want to add to this?
I think we've covered some pretty good ground.
So where's your next trip?
I'm going to be going to Chad in December.
And how long?
For just about 21 days, so 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you...
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to do that. And then...
It sure will.
And you're going to be able to not have to put anything under the plane.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, maybe you can get back to us and let us know what you wound up taking.
I absolutely would be happy to.
That would be interesting to find out. You could. I know your PR company sent me an email, and you can, you know, send back, you know, in terms of the trip, and let me know just what you wound up packing to go.
I'd be more than happy to do that.
You know, and what did you come across, or did you not come across, or, you know, that kind of a thing.
Sure, that's lovely. I'd be happy to. Thank you for that opportunity.
Okay, well, have a great evening, and I hope
you enjoy
Chad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm only going to Westchester County this weekend. So that's...
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Yeah, just my backpack. That's it.
Excellent. Good decision. Well, thank you so much. It was lovely speaking with you.
Okay. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so, well, we'll find out. I'd be really curious to find out what winds up happening. And I'm going to end a few minutes early. And before I do, I just want to put out there, I had the opportunity of seeing the new Peanuts 3D movie. You must see it. Doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, it's phenomenal what they able to do with this movie. The movie itself is great. I mean, it's cute, it's funny, it's adorable. You know, we all know all the characters and stuff like that. But to see it in 3D just makes it more magnificent. And the studios that did this, well, I'm hoping that this gets... this does well in the theaters, and that can follow up with another Peanuts 3D movie. This one doesn't necessarily focus on a holiday. This is not a holiday one. This is basically a Charlie Brown and finding another redhead girl. Him and then the redhead girl. And Snoopy and the Red Baron. Those are the two basic topics of this. As I said, it's a must-see. So until next time, have a great day, evening, morning, or whatever you do. And the rubber chickens are sleeping right now. They're taking a nappy poo. So... they'll be back another time. So, okay. Bye-bye, everybody.